are really going to enjoy this. It's not magic. Some minerals emit light when they are exposed to ultraviolet radiation, like now. This happens because the electrons that make up the mineral's atoms are excited when they absorb radiation. And that is why they emit light, to counteract that and return to their natural state. Impressive, isn't it? This is phosphorescence. By the way, this light or radiation arose the curiosity of two brilliant scientists, Pierre and Marie Curie, who realized that the effect had nothing to do with fluorescence, but with radiant energy, which they called radioactivity. As I said before, we can reconstruct the history of humanity through minerals. Now you are seeing some radioactive minerals, and in the hall on the left as you leave, you will find a lot more. Before we finish, I should say that radioactivity is directly related to another physical phenomenon, energy. Some radioactive elements, such as uranium and thorium, are made up from kinds of minerals that can be used for a multitude of purposes, for example in nuclear power and in medicine. Take as long as you like to enjoy these colors and this dazzling display of nature. I will wait for you on the first floor when you have been through the whole of the ground floor. I could tell you so many things, such as that I have one of the best collections from the Moscona de Solis mine in Asturias. I used to go there often, and I made friends with all the miners there, and they would drive me around the mines in a jeep. You can stop and look at the gold, but what else needs to be said about it when in the 19th century it was responsible for causing the gold rush? It's true that we associate that with the United States, but we have had our own gold rush here too, especially around the River Segre. So, I'll wait for you on the first floor.